Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast with Joey and Gozo TV on this beautiful Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this video, this episode, talking today about how to jump into 2020 head first. How to stop dilly-dallying and jump into this new year with all your guts, all your passion. So, as you know, a new season is here, a new year. And for me personally, a kind of a midlife crisis season has been happening in my life, maybe for, I don't know, I would say maybe even as far as 8-9 years. And I would say the last year or two has been the hardest of them all, maybe even the last 6 months. I think that I'm coming through it fairly well. Haven't bought a red Corvette or run off with the secretary, so thank God for all those things, right? And I'm committed to my beautiful wife, committed to the things I love, but there's no doubt that it's been a dizzying time. And I've been listening to a lot of coaching and reading a bunch of articles and talking to my wife, of course, about it a ton. I feel like God has been guiding me the last few months for sure, telling me kind of a few of the things that are coming up. And so I want to share those with you to help you go through whatever transition you're going through. It doesn't have to be a midlife transition. You might be going from your college years to your adult years, or you might be going from just simply from year one to year two of whatever you're into. Either way, I hope these things will help you figure things out. So before I get into, I have four things that I want to guide you with or help you with. Before that, I feel like the biggest lesson that I've learned just in these last few months has been to be patient with transitions. Because we're all super high achievers and here at the Trick Podcast of Joy and the highly successful yet spiritual podcast, we love to go, 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 right? Even when we're transitioning, we want to get through it as fast as possible. Is that just me? But you have to be patient with yourself. Second is you have to follow your joy. Maybe these are some of the tips already. Why don't we do that? So number one, how to jump into the new. Number one is be patient with yourself. Number two is follow your joy. So I was listening to a podcast by a coach that I listened to online. She was talking about how her goal for 2019 was to make $25 million, and she made $26 million. And she was saying how people criticize her for sharing the numbers. I love that she shares those numbers because it inspires me to accomplish my goals. My goal is to make $1 million. I have a media company. I have things that I'm writing. I have, of course, all of my online stuff. And besides all the church, you know, that's just separate. But apart from church stuff and that, I want to make $1 million, and I want to do that by helping a ton of people. And when I think about following my joy, that's how I'm going to accomplish that. The way that you and I are going to succeed in any financial goal or any spiritual goal, whatever it may be, is by following your joy. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, for me, I love to sing, so I am singing and recording a ton of music and thinking of how to get it out there. And I'm not trying to be any Justin Bieber making $1 million that way, but I'm just trying to put all my music out there versus just having it in my computer. As I mentioned, my media company has been doing well, but it needs to definitely go up a notch. And so I am following my joy in my media gift, I guess. I love hosting podcasts. I love recording videos. I love working with other people and have them use my studio and my gear and my how-to get their message across. And so, by the way, if you would like to start a podcast or restart your YouTube channel or to just kind of get amped once again about all the possibilities online, just reach out to me. Canela and I, my daughter, we have a company called Trig Media, and we help especially people through YouTube and podcasts get their message out to the world. So go to davidtrig.com/trigmedia, davidtrig.com/trigmedia for more information. So That's number two. Follow your joy. What are your joys? Number three is have a dollar amount that you are going after. And before you criticize me or think that, oh, we shouldn't talk about money. You know, this lady that was talking, that was this podcast that I was listening to, she's a woman, of course, and she's maybe my age or so. And she was saying that most young women, the only question they're asked is, how many kids do you want to have? Or do you want a family? And she said, why don't people ask young girls how much money they want to make? And I thought, what a great, great question, a great point. And that's why I talk about money as a spiritual man. Because we have to learn how to talk about money, sex, anxiety, suicide, I don't know, drugs, alcohol, sexuality, as I said, politics, up front, so that people can decide what is right and what is wrong and listen to their mentors and their parents and their spiritual leaders wrestle with these things, make mistakes, maybe make choices that they don't like, so that they can have a starting point instead of just listening to Twitter or to YouTube videos and making a decision based on those things. So that's why I talk about my financial goals. And people criticize me, and they may criticize you, but you know, that's just, you're just not for me. If you are someone who doesn't like me talking about whether it's anxiety or whether it's making $1 million or growing my church to 1,000 people or whatever, then maybe I'm not your guy. But I know that there are a lot of people that have those same of godly, yes, and yes, we're wanting to save the world. Of course, of course, of course, it's all for good, but we want to have success as well here on earth. And I love Psalm 73. I preached on this just a few weeks ago. It says, I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, says David. Psalm 27, excuse me. It begins with, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And it ends with this powerful statement where David says, I believe that I will be blessed here on this earth. And so do I. I believe that I will be blessed, and so will you in 2020, 21, 22, 23. To the day I die. So number three, follow your joy. Or actually number two, number three is have a specific goal. Now, your goal may not be financially. It might be losing weight, finishing a degree, buying a house. Have a specific goal that you are aiming towards. It might be that you want to be a kind person and just serve everyone and give everything away for free. That's fine. Whatever it may be, make it clear. Number four, these are I have five or six ways to jump into the new year all in, all gung-ho, is collaborate with others. One of the great things that I love about young people is that they are always together with friends. Because of, I don't know, personality, age, generation stuff, I do a lot of things alone. But I'm changing. When it comes to my music, I'm looking for musicians to work with more and more. And I had a rehearsal a few weeks ago, and it was fun. I went back to this other church where I've been helping that I kind of had stopped doing that. And I went back to it, and I'm working together with those guys. I'm looking. I sent a couple of songs to a few friends to record some guitar parts, and that's been great. Instead of just me doing it all, which is easier to do, right? I am collaborating, because when you work with other people, they lift your self-esteem. You feel more encouraged. They need it as well. And so when it comes to Trig Media, I had done a lot of podcasts, as you've noticed, the last few years all by myself. And I love it. Again, I love working alone. But last week I had a guest come into my studio. And so last week I had Celia Garcia. Shout out to my dear Celia. We're going to keep working together next week. I think we have more guests coming up that she's lining up. I'm also looking forward to that. So I can't wait to collaborate. Collaborate, collaborate. You will see your dreams come true the more people that you work with. Number one, two, three, four. Number five is do what you're supposed to do, but aren't doing. This is very simple, but it really has hit me in a new way. Over the holiday, I was dealing with some high anxiety, some what I thought was memory loss, which is probably just simply being 50 and slash being hypochondriac or just crazy going, you know, just kind of overthinking it. And then after that, I began to get some vertigo. I still am dealing with that. Actually, even as I'm sitting here, I'm kind of dealing with a little bit of dizziness, but that's from an ear infection that I had. But here's the thing. Last week, I began a 21-day fast on fear and anxiety. I put together a guide, by the way, if you want to join me at davidtrigg.com/fasting. davidtrigg.com/fasting. I need to talk slower, guys. I need to also go off on less tangents when I'm speaking, preaching, etc. Things I'm working on in 2020. Excuse me. So I'm doing those things because to me, fear and anxiety is the thing that gets in the way of what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. You know, by now I should have had my PhD, but I'm still finishing my master's. And I'm still 24 units away from that. It's like 6-7 classes. I mean, that's a ton of classes. I only have 2 years left. 2022 is a deadline. I need to get going. I've been just slacking and giving into fear and anxiety. I need to get back on being in shape. And I'm thankful the last 2 weeks I've been eating really well, exercising more. So that's going well. Here's my point. Do what you're supposed to be doing. You and I know exactly those 2-3 things that you are supposed to be doing. I'm not talking about those 50 other things that you want to, should have, could have done. Do the things that you're supposed to be doing. And I don't mean the same things that you're already doing. I'm already preaching. I'm already doing this podcast. I'm already loving my wife. I'm talking about those things that you're supposed to be doing that you're not doing. Focus on those things. Eliminate all the other questions or invitations that people give you. Focus on the things that you are supposed to be doing. For me, I'm supposed to be focusing on 3 things this year: growing my church, working on my body, finishing my degree, and then I would say maybe more at home or besides those 3 things, focus on home, meaning dating my wife, spending time with our children, figuring out this whole midlife thing together with her, just kind of making sure that we're tight and going through all this stuff together. As one, which we are, but you know, there's always room for improvement. And then to collaborate, to work on my business on Trigg Media, to make sure that that is just popping, that is going to have a great year. So I'm doing a ton of stuff for that. Focus on the things that you're supposed to be doing, but aren't doing. What are the things that you are supposed to be doing? Is it spending time with a friend? Is it working out? Is it finally leaving that job and doing something else? Is it finally coaching, jumping into the coaching arena? Maybe it is doing something online, a podcast, YouTube, Instagram, whatever it may be, videos, online trainings, webinars. There's so many things. Stop wasting time. I've been realizing I'm not dying or anything, but you know, I have a friend who's about my age who has stage 4 cancer, and she is not doing well. I've just been realizing that 50 is not 20 and that I'm running out of time and it's time now. What if I did lose my mind? What if I was to get into a car accident? Who's that young YouTuber that died just last year? She was 35 and was riding a scooter in London and died. I mean, what if something like that was to happen? What would you do? What would you do now differently? Besides loving your wife and loving your kids and working out, all those things, you know what the statistics say that people regret the most at the end of their lives is relationships, is the people that they never collaborated with or never hung out with. I have all these friends. I have Taylor. I have my friend Auda. I have my friend Kevin and Dave and Carrie and my dear friend Ray and Joel, and there's so many great people that I love dearly that I need to hang out with. My friend Brittany. There are so many beautiful people out there that I really truly enjoy that I need to make an effort to spend time with. My dear friend Matt, who's going through a challenging time. It doesn't take an hour a day. It just takes an hour a week, maybe an hour a month for you to do these things. Of course, focus on home. Of course, focus on your kids and all that stuff. Give to your church and all that. But remember, at the end of life, what matters most are your relationships, your connections. Collaborate with other people. I have these young musicians, Osvaldo and Kenneth, who are some young friends, my cousin Andrew, who are musicians who really want to work together with me. I need to do that. And I am doing some of that stuff. It's not to overwhelm ourselves. Not the point. But the point is, do what you're supposed to be doing. You're running out of time. We have no idea what this year will hold. I mean, just think of the whole Iran thing. How scary. Things can change in a second. The Bible says to make useful or be useful with the time that we have because the days are evil. Make wise choices. Are you dealing with depression? Work that through. Go to a therapist, see a coach, get medication, read your Bible, connect with others. Are you dealing with unemployment? Work that out. Are you dealing with sadness, anxiety? All these things are fixable. You're not going to be 100%, but there are things that you can improve upon. Do whatever it takes to have that base be so strong that you can then jump off of that base and make sure that you start with Jesus. Go to church every day. This Sunday, by the way, at my church, has Come Back to Church Sunday. So I invite you, 9603 Belmont Street, Bellflower, California. Go to ncfbellflower.com/live so you can see more about who we are. Start with Jesus, and then from there, launch into your destiny. Now you might say, well, my kids are young, I'm so depressed, I went through a bad breakup. Yes, I understand. Heal. Get your foundation right. Remember that the God of heaven and earth, He is a new God. Forget the former things, says, I think it's Psalm 27 also, and embrace the new. What is the former thing that you need to let go of? And what is the new thing that you need to jump into head first, feet first? That is really my prayer. My prayer for you today is that you will know that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens you. That you are capable to do amazing things on this earth. Already in January 2020, you can be making a difference starting now. Do that. Reach out to people. Collaborate. Whatever it is, do it in the name of Jesus. Also, make sure that you subscribe, comment, like, go to iTunes. Give me a 5-star review. Thanks so much for listening. Share this episode with 5 of your best friends. Come out to my church this Sunday for Come Back to Church Sunday. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.